An Amazing Adventure, Part 1. It was Saturday, and Jimmy was happy. He was at his Aunt Diana's home. He loved to be at her home. It was in the countryside. The house was small and cozy. There were plenty of flowers and small trees around, and there was a beautiful stream running through the meadow. The stream wasn't very big, but it was big enough to wet your feet and to look into the water to see the fish if they ever appeared. When this happened, Jimmy waved at them and said, "Hello, little fish! Hello, little fish!" He imagined the fish always waved back at him. Tom was Aunt Diana's husband. He was tall and slim. He was friendly and talkative, too. He always invited Jimmy along for long walks. Jimmy enjoyed them very much because they could watch colorful birds and butterflies. Jimmy was a very creative boy, and he liked to daydream. He believed people from other planets existed, and he imagined them watching us from Mars, the Moon, or Jupiter. That Saturday night was bright, and the moon was splendid. Jimmy decided to go outside and lie on the grass to watch it. Suddenly, he saw a flying object coming down from the sky. People call these objects UFOs. The object was a mixture of colors, just like a rainbow, and it went around and around. Sometimes it seemed to stop, and then go around and around again. And at each turn it came closer to the earth. To Jimmy's astonishment, it landed near the house and next to the stream. Jimmy was brave. He headed to the stream and saw the UFO still going around. The boy hid behind some bushes and waited for an hour or so. Then the UFO stopped and a door was opened.